Tucker Carlson on Saturday night, said the Justice Department is preparing to charge him for being an unregistered foreign agent, which Carlson said the CIA recommended after reading his text messages leading up to the war on Iran. He suggested some CIA workers could be targeting him because of his views about Israel. Carlson explained the situation from his view in a 5-minute video posted to X. The CIA is preparing some kind of criminal referral against me, a crime report to the Department of Justice, on the basis of a supposed crime I committed. Carlson said, "What's that crime?" "Well, talking to people in Iran before the war. They read my texts." Carlson said he is apparently being charged under the Foreign Agent Act, likely referring to the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The 1938 legislation requires people who are paid by foreign governments for lobbying or political advocacy to register with the Justice Department. The ex-Fox News star said he does not expect this to go anywhere for several reasons. "I'm not an agent of a foreign power," Carlson said was the first reason. "Unlike a lot of people commenting on US politics and global affairs, I have only one loyalty, and that's the United States, and have never acted against it." He said another reason he is not worried is because he has never taken money from a foreign power. "Don't need it, don't want it," he said. Carlson also said he is an American and can speak to anyone he wants, which is yet another reason he believes the potential charges are bogus. "Legally, I think the case is ludicrous, and I doubt it'll even become a case," Carlson said. He said he was compelled to bring it up for a few reasons, though. The first is because he argued all countries become more authoritarian during wartime. Countries show much less tolerance for any kind of dissent when there is a war, even the United States, he argued. He then said his criticism of Israel in recent years could have put a target on his back inside the CIA. "There are some people who are mad at me for my views about Israel and they have some latitude," Carlson said. "One of the reasons they pass on criminal complaints in effect to law enforcement is to justify warrants for spying, and so that is an absolutely real thing." Carlson has been critical of the joint US and Israeli strikes that killed Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei in recent weeks. He called the strikes absolutely disgusting and evil, and said Operation Epic Fury was being waged strictly on behalf of Israel. President Donald Trump booted Carlson from his Make America Great Again movement in response. "Tucker has lost his way," Trump told ABC's Jonathan Carl on the 5th of March. "I knew that a long time ago, and he's not MAGA. MAGA is saving our country. MAGA is making our country great again. MAGA is America first, and Tucker is none of those things, and Tucker is really not smart enough to understand that." Trump has also ripped those who suggested the US attacked Iran because it was forced by Israel. The president told ABC's Rachel Scott earlier this month, "If anything, I might have forced Israel's hand." The New York Times reported Carlson met with Trump 3 times in the month leading up to the war on Iran, with Carlson being one of the few in the president's orbit who was lobbying against an attack. Trump did not follow Carlson's advice, it turned out. Carlson on Saturday said the final reason he could be facing charges is because the US intelligence community likes to leak those stories in order to humiliate and terrify its enemies.